What does a vent from an underground coal fire look like? Well, sometimes it looks like a plume of smoke rising from the ground. Sometimes it turns into a raging wildfire, like the Coal Seam Fire of 2002, which raced east from South Canyon on both sides of Interstate 70 in western Colorado until firefighters stopped it just before it turned Glenwood Springs to ashes. But it does not function like a volcano.
The volcano is driven by geologic activity, and all of the mine fires are driven by human activity. It's a different animal, for sure.
That's Tara Toffey, a mine fire specialist with the Colorado Division of Mining, Reclamation, and Safety, part of a team that took a field trip to check out a vent halfway up Burning Mountain near Newcastle. Legend has it that this vent is from a fire caused by an explosion in the Vulcan coal mine, an explosion that happened over a century ago and killed 39 miners. One thing's for sure, it's still burning along the north flank of the Grand Hogback.
And what we're looking at here is actually kind of some linear features that are the coal layers. You can see where they're kind of devoid of vegetation, and you've got this, it's actually cheatgrass. You just get kind of this cheatgrass line, and you can actually follow it all the way down the ridge where the ground is warm from the coal mines burning underneath the hillside.
Is that sort of tan, tawny color that comes along here?
It's tawny colored. And then in the winter when you've driven past here and there's no snow in those spots, that cheatgrass is actually green at that time of year in the middle of winter because the ground's warm enough and there's enough moisture to keep the grasses green.
So you can see that go all the way down that ridge and around the bend.
It goes all the way down underneath the river, underneath the highway, the coal seam does, and then continues along in the Grand Hogback structure where it jogs to the north here and goes all the way up Meeker, you know, towards Rangeley and Craig. So.
And that's the same seam?
Yeah, the same coal seams kind of go the whole way. We're just hiking up on an old... My guess is probably this is the mine access road. There's little bits of coal and some vegetation and some mud.
The team, including officials from Colorado Fire and Rescue, bushwhacked up the hill through gamble oak, sagebrush, grass, rocks, and mud to the vent, which drew attention to itself a few weeks ago with a flag of white smoke wafting up from the ground. The vent was a huge sinkhole.
I would say,
a
large sinkhole. Looks like it's roughly about 100, 150 feet wide and 100 feet in circumference, I would say. Still roughly 20, 30 feet down. Definitely opened up within 6 days.
Yeah, this is a very large subsidence. My guess is here we had a room that was mined out underground collapse, which is what created this big drop in the ground surface.
What are we smelling?
So you're smelling the off-gassing from the fire. Basically, the fire is burning below the surface at some depth. And so what you're smelling is kind of the off-gassing of that burning coal. Yeah, this isn't really that bad, actually. The coal fire smell is extremely, extremely noxious. You figure when coal burns, it off-gasses carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, hydrogen sulfide gas, and a myriad of other things that come off of it. It's not that strong here, but it's distinctive to coal fires.
The ground close to the lip of the vent was fracturing, which means the sinkhole could grow.
So this hole is going to continue to get bigger. And so this is something that we'll definitely need to address really soon, I would guess. I don't actually think that we should be standing so close to the edge. Just you can see how this is fractured out.
As the team descended the slope, they found more holes hidden in the brush. One was deep enough to trap an animal or a child or severely injure an adult. Tara Toffey said the state needs to do something about the vent as soon as possible, which could mean in the next few weeks.
We'll request emergency funding to come in and try and at least fill these holes. I'm not sure what method we'll use, probably some sort of a flowable fill for the short term. It would limit the risk for a surface fire and potentially somebody getting hurt.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh in Newcastle, Colorado.